Good morning to you. It is 10 minutes past the hour. Here is what's happening. According to the National Center for Health Statistics, motor vehicle accidents are the leading cause of death for teenagers. Studies conducted by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration indicate the presence of ADHD contributes significantly to this statistic. We wanted to find out more about this, so we've asked Dr. David Goodman to join us this morning. He is the director of the Adult Attention Deficit Center of Maryland. He joins us live from Baltimore. First of all, doctor, remind us what ADHD is.
Well, good morning. ADHD is a real and treatable condition we typically see in children with inattention, hyperactivity, and impulsivity. And we now know that half of the children will go on to have symptoms in their teens and adult years. So the driving issue becomes very important because recent studies have shown that there are higher rates of accidents, injuries, and suspended licenses with ADHD drivers.
Now, most of us know that with treatment, with medication, that children with ADHD can operate just as well as anyone else. What's the problem? Why the crashes, the car crashes?
Well, the car crashes and their inattention leads to distractibility in the car. So you take the 18-year-old male with hyperactivity and ADHD who can't focus, runs through a red light, misses a traffic sign, and they end up in car accidents. We know that they're 2 to 4 times more likely to be involved in car accidents, and they're much more likely to be involved in car accidents that involve injuries. The recent pilot study that was done looking at ADHD males treated showed that actually their performance was improved, and the study looked at methylphenidate 3 times a day, which is the usual stimulant, versus Concerta, which is the same compound but taken once a day in the morning. And then when they tested these six guys later on, they found that their driving was significantly improved by taking the Concerta as opposed to the methylphenidate. The overall message here is if you have ADHD and you're behind the wheel of a car, you ought to be on medication so that your focus and concentration is as sharp as it can be.
Okay, and for those who are saying, well, I don't have a child with ADHD, a reminder that their children are on the roadways with people who maybe do have ADHD. We're all on the roadways with folks who maybe are not taking their medication. So it's a problem all of us have to work to solve, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, not only does the driver have to be treated, but the treatment of the driver reduces the risk of the passengers in the car as well as the other people on the road.
All right. Well, we want to thank you so much for joining us live this morning from Baltimore. Dr. David W. Goodman is the director of the Adult Attention Deficit Center of Maryland, joining us live this morning to talk about ADHD and the problem of teenage drivers who don't take their medication. I'm Rita Foley.